Workers have restarted some of the oil pumps at the Iraqi Petroleum Company in the northern city of Kirkuk. Securing the massive oil fields was a top priority for U.S. troops when they entered the city last month. American officials are promising to get the rest of the installation operating as soon as possible. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kirkuk.
On the morning of April 10th, just before thousands of Kurdish fighters poured down from the surrounding hills into Kirkuk, workers at the Iraqi Petroleum Company were given an emergency order to shut down the oil fields and go home. Many employees panicked and fled the company, but this plant foreman, who prefers to go unnamed, says he stayed to shut down the system. The equipment had to be turned off, he says, to prevent pressure from building up in pumps and processors, which could have triggered oil fires and emissions of deadly hydrogen sulfide gas. By the time he finished and raced home, the foreman says, the Kurdish militias had captured Kirkuk. They were accompanied by teams of U.S. Special Forces, who quickly secured the heavy machinery, as well as the fields that are the source of some of the world's richest deposits of oil and natural gas. But no one protected the oil company's administrative offices from the wave of looting that followed. Hermes Matihana has worked at the company since 1957.
And several days later, when I reported to the office, I saw our offices were all burned. And the equipment looted. No desks, no chairs, no computers. Nothing left.
The destruction has complicated U.S. efforts to revive oil production here. This special operations officer says the looters did little more than shoot themselves in the foot.
They've severely damaged, with their lifeblood. I mean, it's not just a matter of being able to drive your car. They produce the kerosene for fuel, for lamps, for stoves, low-pressure gas, for heating and cooking. So, they gutted themselves.
Still, under the protection of American soldiers, nearly all of the old plant engineers are now working regular shifts again at this processing center. They're pumping up to 100,000 barrels of crude oil a day to the Beji refinery, which provides some crucial electricity to power-starved Baghdad. But the place is still working at less than 50% capacity, in part because of bad telecommunications and the fact that the small U.S. garrison in Kirkuk still doesn't have the manpower to protect workers or pipelines outside of the city. And then there's the issue of the aging infrastructure. At the processing plant, one Iraqi worker points to a row of rusting 50-year-old machines, each stamped with the words Manchester, England. These were left behind after Iraq's Ba'ath Party government nationalized the country's oil industry in the early 1970s. Up until then, foreign oil companies managed the oil fields and earned 50% of the profit. After decades of Ba'ath Party cronyism and corruption, though, some of the older workers here look back fondly on the days when the British ran the company.
So you would like foreigners once again to control Kirkuk's oil?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, yes, because they can keep justice better than the Iraqis. Maintain, I mean. Because they are outsiders, they will treat everyone fairly, no matter being Arab, being Kurd, being Turkman, or being an Assyrian or Chaldean.
The Bush administration has repeatedly promised that Iraq's oil will remain in the hands of Iraqis and that the profits will be used to help rebuild the country. But some workers here are concerned that, with the exception of the oil company's director, who fled, all of the plant managers who were Ba'ath Party members are now back at work in their pre-war positions. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.